The day Roy prayed. The nursing home meeting room was filled for the Bible study held that day. A variety of diseases, crippled bodies, and struggling minds were represented in those gathered there. At the close, I asked for prayer requests. Only Roy spoke out, asking prayer for his family members. For reasons I will never know, I asked if Roy would like to pray himself. Roy said, "You all should pray," to the rest of us, asked for his caregiver to hold his hand, and cleared his throat. I know Roy asked God to help his family and told God simply and directly how much he loved each person for whom he prayed. I'm not too sure what else he said, for that prayer suddenly outgrew that little Bible study and that room. Something that was almost tangible, pure, good, and strong filled that room. My throat ached with emotion, my chest tightened, and tears came unbidden to my eyes as Roy prayed. I looked at the caregivers in that room as well as the residents. My Bible study partner was blowing his nose. People reached for tissues, eyes streamed, and Roy prayed on. If anyone ever wonders if prayers are heard, I would direct you to that room that day. If anyone is waiting until they can speak eloquently before praying, I point you to Roy in his wheelchair with his limited mentality and his great love. If anyone wonders if one person's prayer can make a difference in the life of another, think of Roy, for I promise you, God changed me forever the day Roy prayed.